Episode 92.
A decade ago, whoever had the most money could put the biggest ad in the Yellow Pages and they might get the most conversions. But now you actually have to do good work. Otherwise, your customers are going to go online. They're going to review you, you know. So I love the challenge, you know, to kind of start the game over a little bit.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Welcome, aftermarketers. Carm Capriotto here, and welcome to episode 92 with Ryan Clough of Dubworks in Cincinnati. This show is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Search for parts, get the latest technical updates, and sign up for their new Garage Rewards loyalty program at their all-new website, fmmotorparts.com. Want to be connected to the release of every new episode? Well, it's really easy. Just go to remarkableresults.biz/insider. Ready for a smart episode? Ryan Clough from Dubworks in Cincinnati, Ohio, has two locations that specialize in specific nameplates. One shop works on Audi, VW only, and Saab at the other. Ryan's been in the industry for 18 years, has been a shop owner for about the same amount of time. His team consists of six technicians, and they'll do about $2 million this year. He consults and trains for the Institute for Automotive Business Excellence, and he's been dubbed the Systems and Process Guy. So why should you listen? Learn why Ryan compares his customer service differentiation to Apple's great design genius. That was great. Uncover his inclination for all types of training like technical, management, and sales that helps build his strong training culture. Ryan uncovers the known unknowns of all possible knowledge as it relates to training, and benefit from his explanation on how tech has leveled the playing field for so many people. Great concept. This episode has its share of wisdom nuggets you can use in your world to motivate, affirm, or build positive change. Thanks so much for hanging out and using the podcast for your personal growth. Here we go. Excited to be with Ryan Clough of Dubworks in Cincinnati, Ohio. Ryan, are you ready to share your remarkable results?
I'm ready.
All right, man. Glad you're here. Hey, what's the big issues going on right now in your world?
In my world, I think current issues have to do with growth, challenges on, you know, getting all those pieces put together, the timeline, kind of, you know, keeping the machine moving forward, you know, at a reasonable pace.
Yeah, you've got two locations. And how old is the most recent?
I recently purchased a property, and I also purchased a business, an existing business. So those are probably 6 to 8 months old, the new location and the new business. The original business and location, that location 10 years, that business about 15.
So with all that said, is risk easy for you to take on?
Oh, that's a great question. People ask me that. You know, I think my answer to that is I took the slow road. I probably didn't take as much risk as I could have. And if I knew then what I knew now, I would have taken more risk. I would have borrowed more money. I was very conservative, definitely bootstrapped. I know a lot of other shop owners do it that way. It works. It's mm-hmm. It can be a slower path. But for those who are, you know, I don't know, a little more adventurous or confident or know that the answers are out there and they're going to find them, I'd say, you know, move faster.
Great advice. So, if you could go back in time and do one thing over in starting your business, what would it be?
You know, I know people love those, just that one thing, you know. I don't know. It's hard to give a one thing. I might be able to give a couple of things.
I'm good with that.
Let go of the reins a little bit more. Not have it need to be so perfect. There's a definite, you know, I think a lot of people take a lot of pride in the work that they did and the business they started, and they had a hard time letting other people come in because, like, they'll never do it as good as I do. And it's true, but you also have an opportunity to serve a lot more people and make a bigger difference in the world and grow your business. So I would have probably hired people sooner. I definitely would have borrowed more money sooner and just grown the thing because it's exciting to grow.
I bet you it is. Now, growth. You got two. You got any long-range plans for more?
That's a great question. I know I need to keep myself busy. I've definitely discovered that. I'm not one of those people who, I don't know if I'll ever retire. I like what I do. I mean, I might work a little less someday, but yeah, I think there'll definitely be more because I've automated the first business, and the second one it's on its way to automation as well. So I'll need to fill my time. I've been working more in the consulting industry and teaching, so really enjoy that. It's not only a way to kind of give back to the community, but it's a way to keep me sharp. I get to be in all the shops all across the U.S. and see what everyone's doing right. So I love kind of, you know, that networking, what I learn. So depending on how much I do of that, if that takes up my time, that's great. And if not, yeah, I'll probably have to go after something else. Could be another auto shop or maybe something different.
What do you think of this statement, when you teach, you learn?
I would absolutely agree. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's amazing, and I found that out myself. It's a great story. So consulting, I know that you're with the Institute for Automotive Business Excellence, and you're out there teaching and getting inside of shops, doing business plans. What do you love about it?
I love giving people some of the answers to some of their questions, seeing them succeed, seeing them be frustrated and understanding that frustration because I've been there and helping them. You know, there's a lot of great people in our industry. I mean, despite what some consumers might have to say, I know there's great people in our industry. And it's, I think a lot of owners, including myself, that's our fear for someone to walk out the door unsatisfied and never really tell us. But there's, you know, there's a lot of answers, and sometimes you just have to know where to look or who to talk to. And there's different ways that, you know, there's what I know, there's what I don't know, and what I don't know, I don't know. And that third one, for a lot of us out there, you know, you didn't even realize, oh, I didn't even realize that was a thing, you know. And so, yeah, helping to give some answers and change those thought patterns.
I believe you would agree that being a top tech is real hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. There, you can get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. When online is your perfect way to learn, do it with Guru's 24/7 online academy with a huge catalog of training course options. And with the Guru's on-the-go technology fleet, they bring the latest products and demos right to your shop. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards loyalty program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brands. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. So head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Guru's training, support, and get in on the rewards. When you go out and train, and I've read a little bit about your bio, business management, any specialties that you have?
Well, at the Institute, they've pegged me as the systems and processes guy. I mean, I think we all have to be you know, competent in all the areas. So I definitely have to know, you know, marketing and finance and sales. And it's kind of a mini MBA, if you will, for shop owners is what we're trying to give. But yeah, I'm very detail oriented. So they like to call me the systems and processes guy.
Okay. So with that moniker on top of you, here's my little name badge. I'm the systems process guy. Why are systems and processes some of the most important part of a business? I've always said, because I worked in systems and processes in an earlier life, I always said, you got them good, you got them down, you can win the war.
Yeah. I think there's a little bit of an attitude out there sometimes of, I just don't have any control, but this, but that. Well, we just had a slow week. That's just how it is. You know, you don't understand. This shop's different. This is how it is over in, you know, Springfield of this state. But I'm a big fan of the scientific method. I was a math and science guy in high school. I loved cars. I loved the challenge. I loved the way things are put together. I mean, a car is a great example of systems and processes. I mean, you have a cooling system, you've got an exhaust, all that has to work or the car doesn't function well. And it's the same in business, and getting things nailed down, basically, so we do it the same way every time and we get our results consistent. Even if our results are consistently bad, that's a lot better than you know, it's like if I had to go out and golf and I'm always hitting to the right, we can make a correction and we can get me shooting straight. If I go out and the balls are all over the place, I just have to learn how to golf. So to me, the systems and processes are the methods in our shop that we use to do things the same way each time, so that when we need to make those course corrections, we can actually see that, hey, our change had this result. Otherwise, it's back to the old attitude of, well, that's just how it is. You know, we just had a slow week, and or we just, this is just how it is. I mean, and I hear that frustration, and I like changing people's view on that over time, of course.
Is that probably the toughest thing that you do, is to get people to do a 180?
Absolutely. I mean, change takes time. I mean, I see it in myself. You know, I had some back problems, you know, from working on cars, and it was as much of a mental change as it was a physical change to learn to change my habits. It took a long time. I didn't want to do it. I didn't believe it would make a difference. And I think that's probably, I get it now. It's a big challenge for a teacher is, wow, I have this knowledge. I know this person would benefit from it. It's not like you just give it to them. It's how do you give it to them and get them to believe you? How do you slowly, you know, get them to change, because, you know, what you're saying is different. You know, it's different from all they've known.
Tell me how exciting it is when you see it start happening.
Oh, I love it. Of course. It's great. It's great.
Great reward, isn't it?
It is. It feels good. Again, it's just all these really great, hardworking people in our industry. And, you know, I feel like our industry, we're doing professional work. We're doing very professional work. But I don't think that we're always viewed and treated as professionals. And, you know, some of the fault is our own. We have to look and act more professional and seek more training and improve ourselves. And I think at least that's my hope as a consultant, to change that part of the industry to be so an auto, you know, technician and shops are viewed on kind of on the same plane as, you know, a dentist or maybe a doctor. So
let's go back to the process systems. Got to have a manual, got to have it written down, got to have all the loops in it in case something happens.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a process, I don't want to say it doesn't have to be written down, but it has to be established for sure. I mean, obviously documenting, it's probably a good idea. There's processes that are informal and there's ones that are more formal. You know, inspections is a classic example of a process. You know, here are the things that we're going to look at on each car. And as far as a feedback loop, basically anytime we get burned, anytime we miss something, we stop, we go back, and we change that process. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, paperwork, whether it's digital or paper, yeah, our inspection, that's going to be one. We're going to keep it, you know, in our files, or we're going to keep it on our hard drive. That's going to be one of our processes. We may have a list of all of the different, you know, processes. I mean, for shops that have the desire and the ability, I've seen some operations manuals. I think an operations manual is almost for an exit strategy as much as it is for day-to-day stuff. I think there's a lot of shops out there that don't have an operations manual, but they've still got all their systems and processes in place. So,
Ryan, tell us one thing that no one knows about you.
I'm a pretty open person. I pretty much tell anyone anything.
All right. Okay.
I like philosophy. I think probably a lot of people, maybe in the automotive industry, don't know that.
You're a philosopher.
I wouldn't say I'm a philosopher. Was it, I think, philosophizer? Someone who philosophizes. There's a word for it. But I enjoy it. I love the thought process. I love contemplation, critical thinking.
Very good. Very good. That's why you're the process guy.
Yep.
What's your escape?
Probably physical activity. I enjoy cycling, hiking, swimming. That's definitely the best way to escape.
If you looked at the big picture, what's your strength as an entrepreneur?
I would say probably my open-mindedness. I ask a lot of questions. I don't have a lot of ego. You know, I'll ask anyone anything. I'm open. I see some other entrepreneurs be just very closed-minded. You know, they think they've got it all figured out. You know, they don't want to, you know, take on any new information. I'm always growing. I'm always learning. That's a core part of who I am, and I definitely think that that's made a difference in for me and my businesses.
So you're a perpetual student. Just give me that.
Yes.
I want to learn.
Yes, absolutely.
Dubworks, Audi, VW?
Yep.
Anything else?
Not for Dubworks now.
Wow, great. Now, the other business, have you expanded beyond that?
The business I purchased, it was really a purchase for the building. I needed the building, but the business kind of was another piece that was available, and it was a Saab dealership. Obviously, Saab doesn't make cars anymore, so that's an interesting purchase. But Really, it was a great crew. I mean, just, you know, professional staff members that worked there that had a dealership legacy. And they actually, you know, they did a lot of things right. There were some things that needed some improvement, but a great base and a great customer base, too. So, you know, the idea there being, you know, it's available and I'll take what I know and build upon that. And then, yeah, obviously we're going to need to transition that into some other makes and models. I'm a huge fan of the specialty model, so we'll be specializing in a different type of car as the Saabs begin to phase out, which they will.
Ryan, describe your training culture.
Kind of like I'm a student of life. I mean, training is absolutely something that, you know, I try to instill into all the people that work for me. I mean, our culture of our shops is really to be the best in the industry. And so the best in the industry has to have constant training. I think that's one of the paradigm shifts, you know, in the modern shop is constant training and constant growth. We're never there.
How many hours do you believe your techs are getting every year?
I would hope to have at least 40 hours, you know, outside of work, additional training.
You paying for it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Any incentive for hitting those marks?
Yes, absolutely.
Like what?
We use a modified flat rate plan where there's a base salary, but there are bonuses and bonuses based off production, but also bonuses based off certifications and training. You know, if there was one area, and, you know, once the business starts to become profitable, you know, the owner gets to decide, well, how am I going to grow my business? Where are these extra profits going to go? And honestly, training is one of the first places I put my money.
And you recommend that to obviously the people that you work with.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is probably one of the biggest shifts. You know, I think shops decades ago were a little bit more static. And I think nowadays things are changing. And, you know, everyone's like, well, of course the cars are changing. And that's true as well. But I think that there's a lot of real enterprise level resources that just weren't available to small businesses before. And that's available via training too. So really management training, you know, sales and management training, in addition to technical training. I mean, we sent our whole shop to Vision last year, just as an entire shop, we all went. So it was also a great, you know, time to hang out outside of work. But yeah, I couldn't recommend that any higher.
How smart. And I've heard when I interview guys that say, yeah, we close the shop, we go. Our customers seem to understand. We work around it. Amazing. What a commitment. Ever create a mentorship program inside the business?
We haven't here. I mean, I will say we haven't yet. You know, I think as the business grows and there's more resources, that might be something that might be a little easier to do. Yeah, I like the idea of mentoring people. Now, are you also referring to like a shop foreman or a technician training, or you mean just like a mentor in general?
Well, basically bringing on an apprentice and assigning someone within the company to take that person up from apprentice to a tech.
I mean, I think earlier in the shop's days, that was me. I was the mentor. I definitely trained, you know, some of our technicians till they got to the point where they were on their own. And then, but as the shop's grown, when we've lost technicians, we're already at the capacity where we just go ahead and already hire somebody who's hopefully already an A-level tech with the understanding that they're going to continue to train.
So people tell me it's the hardest thing to do in a business is to find an A tech.
It is. That's true. Grow your shop. Make your shop make your shop a place where an A tech's going to want to go. Yeah.
Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. A magnet. You want to be a magnet for the best.
Yeah, people are always asking, how do I get X? And you know, it's like a real direct thing. Well, the answer can be indirect. Create the conditions where X happens naturally. And now I get resumes that just end up on my desk. People know about my shop. They want to work at my shop. Other than that, I mean, constantly recruiting, constantly having ads out, doing bounties, offering money, talk to your tool guy, talk to anybody that is in other shops, pay him well. That's like your front line, so you can't afford to miss the boat on that one.
Like an NFL player.
Yeah, pretty much.
Regarding training, Ryan, web-based, leader-led, what's your team's most preferred way or your way that your guys are getting training?
Well, I wish there was more training out there, so I really can't be too choosy on that. I mean, in the classroom's great. I mean, that'd probably be my preference. It might not be their preference, but that's mine. Other than that, yeah, I mean, I'll take web-based. I mean, in the absence of anything else, I mean, you know, I've had some guys, you know, grab study guides online and write a kind of a mini book report. I mean, at any given time, there just isn't always something that's the right thing and it's close by. I mean, I've paid to send my guys, you know, to the other side of the country. So, I mean, I'll pretty much stretch the limits, but you know, if they just had training, you know, within the last 6 months, you know, you don't want to send them to the same thing. So you kind of have to get creative on what that training is. But as long as that culture is instilled, we're going to do this, we're going to find something, you know, we're not just going to say, well, there's nothing available this quarter. We do it every quarter. So no, it's going to be something basically wherever I can find it.
Any of your suppliers just pick up the phone and say, hey, Ryan, we're holding some training. What do you think we should have in the next couple of quarters?
No, I wish they would, you know, ask more about what training is needed. But we do get, you know, calls and emails and mail on the training that is available. So, yeah, I think that's probably going to be one of the bigger challenges for independent shops. Dealerships will have access to, you know, really high-level training. But independents out there, we've got to do a little more scavenging to get the good training, at least on the technical side. I think management and business, there's a lot out there available, and that makes a huge difference. But for the technicians, yeah, we got to dig a little sometimes. For specialty shops, especially, like, we only do Volkswagen and Audi. So, you know, if it's a training on Ford, you know, it's just my guys aren't going to want to go.
Yeah, they're not going to go. You're not going to send them. Do you have any kind of weekly discipline or daily discipline where you get together with the team? And if it's not you, your shop manager or foreman, talk about what's going on, special needs, where the numbers are?
Absolutely. Weekly for sure in our shop.
Okay.
Monthly is definitely too long in my opinion. Daily, if you had a shop foreman or somebody who was doing dispatch, I mean, yeah, there could be a brief meeting in the morning just to discuss the day's work. But weekly, absolutely. We meet Monday mornings and discuss the previous week's performance and, you know, make what I call our micro changes, little constant adjustments to the ship.
I like that. Micro changes. That's a great little term. Here comes Ryan with a micro change.
Yeah.
Love it. Beautiful.
Yep.
And they expect that from you because you're constantly in this improvement mode.
Yes.
What's becoming your best method for finding new customers?
I think, again, that's going to be the indirect, is create the scenario where the customers, you know, we've created a shop that's grown continuously. And, you know, word of mouth still continues to be a pretty big factor for my shop and a lot of shops. So other than, you know, word of mouth, which would mean, you know, pushing your referral programs and just doing great work and customer service, of course, internet marketing is going to stand out. So, you know, finding a company that's good with your search engine marketing is going to be a big help. But, you know, all of that combined with, you know, we've got to continually, you know, improve and have that culture of we want to be the best shop. And, you know, if there's something that's awesome happening in another shop, we want it happening in our shop too. And it just grows and people see it. We get comments. We've had a lot of comments about, wow, you guys, I come to your shop and it's just different. You know, you guys seem happy, like you like what you're doing. Not everybody's happy in the shop. And when you got someone who's not happy in your shop, you know, that's going to play out in the customers for sure.
It sure does. Inside goes outside real quick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite marketing method or program that you use to drive revenue?
Currently, probably my internet marketing company, Kikui. You may have heard of them. They're an internet marketing company for automotive based out of the Bay Area. And they've really specialized in automotive, and I definitely saw conversion rates double and triple compared with my previous marketing company, who I think was also very reputable. So, and yeah, but the game's always changing. So, at least with search engine marketing. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
How do you see technology shaping and embracing this industry here in the next 3 to 5 years?
I think it's just such an exciting time to be in business in general because of technology. I think technology has absolutely leveled the playing field for so many people. I mean, just, you know, a decade ago, whoever had the most money could put the biggest ad in the Yellow Pages and they might get the most conversions. But now you actually have to do good work. Otherwise, your customers are going to go online. They're going to review you, you know. So I love the challenge, you know, to kind of start the game over a little bit. And again, you know, mentioning all of those resources that used to only be available to, you know, larger companies, as software has become more, you know, whatever the word is, everywhere and available, and the costs have dropped, you know, we have technical solutions, you know, like our marketing, being able to measure actual ROI of people that visited the website and then called and spent their money, you know, programming just to you know, just doing accounting or metrics for the shop. And then, yeah, I mean, everyone's going to discuss the technology with the cars. I mean, that's moving quickly. For shops that are already somewhat established, I think as long as they're going to continue to invest in their training, I think they're going to do okay with the changes in technology. But there may be some challenges ahead for some of the smaller shops.
You know, average customer service just doesn't cut it anymore. You just got to be way up and above the rest. Tell us what your exceptional customer service culture is like.
I guess I take I use the word holistic. It's kind of a holistic approach. Again, I know a lot of people want this kind of one single answer, but one of my heroes is Steve Jobs. And I know, you know, with the Apple products, I think of, you know, when you get the Apple product, you open the box, and even opening the box is a great experience. It doesn't come in just a taped up cardboard box. It's this pretty box. And so I just try to, you know, as an owner, think about the experience my customer is going to have from start to finish. You know, what are they going to hear when people talk about the shop, and what's it going to look like when they get there? What are the people going to be like? So I've got to be very selective with my people. I have to be on top of the training. And design and marketing, that's probably another, if I had to pick one other thing other than the constant growth and training, I think a lot of shops could really stand to bump up their design and marketing a little bit. I go into a lot of waiting rooms that just have ads all over the walls, and that's great that you're a Napa shop, but, you know, just making the place look a little bit more modern. Maybe make it look not like an auto repair shop. That was some great advice I got from another shop owner. So, yeah, that, as far as that customer service piece, I think the design, people care about design. They really do. So, you know, your uniforms, how you present yourself, your marketing, your website, your lobby, how your technicians are dressed, combine that with your hopefully good, you know, skills and that and the training for the customer service. And it kind of becomes a holistic package, if that makes sense.
It does. And a very fresh and a bright spot in this interview. And I have to say that when I look back on 80, 90 episodes, no one has ever really brought that up. And I agree. That's a strong point. Thank you. Well, Ryan Clough from Dubworks, Cincinnati, Ohio. Wow, this went quick. I learned a lot. You are on fire, and I can't wait to do an interview with you when you've got your fifth and sixth stores someday. So one final thing. Give us some great Ryan Clough words to live by.
Words to live by. For me, just I'm always growing, personally and professional. I'm never done. I'm never there. Student of life. Always stay open, even if you love where you're at. Be open to what's out there, because, you know, I think we're in a world that's changing a lot faster now than it used to be. So I think that's it's a pretty good motto to live by.
Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.